Thank you for calling ArcShop Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Yes, my name is Richard Augustine. I was wondering about getting ArcShop for my internet.
All right, you're interested in getting the service?
Yes.
Okay, I'll be more than happy to help you out with that. And you said your name was?
Richard Augustine.
Okay, Richard. First, I need to check to see if we do service your area. Could you provide your service address, please?
Yes, it's 35 Mary's Avenue, Kingston, New York.
And zip code?
12401. You service it because you've been putting, people been getting it all around me, so.
Okay. And you said Mary Lane?
Mary's Avenue. M-A-R-Y-S Avenue.
Oh, Mary's Avenue. 35 Mary's Avenue, Kingston, New York?
Yes.
All right, so yes, we do service the area. Do you want me to sign you up for service?
Yes.
Okay, are you at home location or business?
It's home.
All right, and how many devices would be connected to the internet?
Probably. Does that change the price?
You're going in and out. I'm sorry.
Oh, hold on a minute. Hold on 1 second. Okay. If I have it for two TVs, is that going to change the price or?
What internet service are you interested in?
The ArcShop Fiber.
Yeah, so we have the 1 gig fiber internet that is currently available where you could get symmetrical speeds of 1,000 megabytes per second. And we also have the 2 gig fiber internet. The 1 gig fiber internet is $79.99 and with using auto pay and paperless billing, you get an additional $10 off.
Right, because I got the paper here for $69.99.
Okay,
that's,
so it would be for the 1 gig fiber internet?
Yeah.
And how big is your home?
Not even 1,000 square feet.
Okay, so you would not be interested in any Wi-Fi extender at this time, right?
I don't think so.
Are you interested in getting the phone service?
No.
Okay, no problem. And just to confirm, the service address is 35 Mary's Avenue, Kingston, New York, 12401.
Right.
Do you rent or own the property?
I own it. Matter of fact, your guys came to my house. They wanted to put their generators on my lower property, but they couldn't get an easement to do it.
Oh. And are your current utility wires feeding your home through the air, under the ground?
My current is through Spectrum, so...
No, like, for example, your power, your phone, your cable, is that aerial or underground?
I would say aerial.
Okay. And is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
All right. And you said your first name is Richard. That's R-I-C-H-A-R-D.
Yes.
Could you spell your last name for me, please?
Yes. A-U-G-U. S-T-I-N-E.
All right. And could I get an email address to add on file?
Yes, my email address is richaug, R-I-C-H-A-U-G, 81261 at icloud.com.
All right, so that's RICHAUG81261 at iCloud.com.
Right.
All right, and what's your primary phone number?
845 706 0877.
Okay, so that is 845-706-0877.
Correct.
And how may we contact you, phone, email, or text?
And it's probably better to text me because if I'm at work, I get very bad service there, so a lot of times I won't get the calls.
Okay, and just to read a disclosure for you for the text, that Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisements on your phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communications via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yep.
All right. And just to go over the order, you have a home location. You're interested in getting the 1 gig fiber internet. You are not interested in any Wi-Fi extenders at the time, nor the phone service. And the service address is 35 Mary's Avenue, Kingston, New York, 12401.
Right.
You own the property. Your current utility wires are through the air, and your billing address is not different from your service address.
Right.
Okay. As part of our order process, we will need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate you are who you say you are and to see if you're required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass the credit check, but doing so will automatically require a $50 deposit fee. Are you willing to do the credit check?
Sure.
All right. Also, just to let you know, to do the credit check, I'm going to need your social security number. Is that okay for you?
Yep.
All right. Just give me one moment, please.
Okay.
I'm just filling out the application at the moment, all right?
Yep.
One moment, please. All right, could I have your social security number?
Yes, 0989601441.
All right. Could you also let me know your primary phone number again, please?
Yes, 845-706-0877.
Okay. I'm just adding a few more information so I could run it, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, so no deposit is required, all right?
Okay.
So you're not required to meet that $50 deposit fee. All right, so, and Archtop Fiber offers a discount for enrolling in auto pay and paperless billing. Can I sign you up?
Yep.
That is to get the $10 off. And would you be using a checking or savings account or a credit or debit card?
Yeah, I'm going to be using, I use my checking account because, you know, in case my, you know, like my card expires, like, you know, 27, but if something happens and they can't get the money, I don't want to get shut off. So I'm probably better off to use my checking account.
Okay, no problem. Whenever you're ready, you can provide your routing number and your account number.
Okay. 2219-71086.
Is that the routing or accounting?
What's the first one? The routing, right?
Yeah, so what is the routing number?
Okay. 0601-050687.
Well, no, that's too many digits.
Well, that's the number on my checks.
Okay, what is the other number? I think that's the account number.
Okay. 2219-71086.
All right, so 2219-71086, and the account number is 0601050687.
Right.
Okay, what's the name on the account?
Richard L. Augustine.
That's AUGUSTINE. Okay, and that's a checking account?
Mm-hmm.
And you authorize ACH direct debit payments?
Yep.
All right. Give me one moment, please.
Okay.
You had a question?
Yeah, how long will it take for them to actually come in and hook it up?
Usually it's always 5 days out, but once I get to the calendar, I will be able to tell you the earliest date that we are able to come in and do the install, okay?
Okay, because I just paid my bill for Spectrum, and I noticed on the bill next month it's going up another $3 a month. And it's like, it's going to be like $95 a month for internet service.
Well, the good thing with us is that the price that you're getting, the $69.99, that price is guaranteed for up to 2 years, all right?
I'm glad somebody else came around and gave these people competition, you know?
No problem. But and how did you hear about Archup Fiber?
The guys came to my house. They wanted to put their generator and that on my property. And, you know, it was back off the road, so it was kind of out of sight. And the only problem is it's a dead end road, and they couldn't get an easement for in and out of there. Otherwise, they wanted to rent my property.
Oh, okay. All right. That's no problem.
Yep.
And is there anything that the installers should be aware of on your property, like a barbed wire, a septic tank?
No. It's all city lines. They're doing it from the wire, right?
I'm sorry?
From the telephone pole? They're putting it in, like, from a telephone pole, right?
Usually the day before, they'll come to the location and see what is the best option, if they should do it aerial or underground.
Right. I think they would have a problem underground because it's a big, steep bank coming up to my house, you know, and it's all woods there. And they're probably better off with aerial.
All right, no problem. I'll make sure to take note of that. Just to read a few disclosures to you. At the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable. That is the cable that connects your home to a fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We'll then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. You said that you currently have Spectrum, so to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until fiber services are installed to cancel the current provider.
Right, right.
The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by RTOP Fiber is the property of RTOP Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to RTOP Fiber. RTOP Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in this required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your RTOP Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of services as they change from time to time, as listed on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now to set an installation date and time, the earliest date that we do have available is August 6th. Does that work for you?
August 6th. Okay. Do you have any kind of time frame? Because either I'm going to have somebody here because, I work during the day, or I'm going to have to take time off. But if I know they're going to come in the afternoon, then I'll work half a day or something, you know.
Okay, so the times we have available is 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m.
3 p.m. would be good because I get out of work at 3:30, but I can get out of work an hour early. So.
Okay, we could also change the date as well. Do you want to do the 7th or the 8th?
No, August 6th will be good, and at 3 p.m. I'll just make sure I'm home by, before 3 o'clock.
Okay, so August 6th, 2024, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., please confirm the appointment.
Yep.
And your name is Richard Augustine, that's A-U-G-U-S-T-I-N-E. The email address is richaug81261@icloud.com.
Right.
And the phone number is 845-706-0877.
Correct.
All right, so
and if,
know
if
that.
If you do call that and I don't answer, just leave me a message because, like I said, at work I don't get good service there. August 6th, between 3 and 5 p.m. Correct? For the
yes, that,
installation?
That is correct.
Okay.
So know that your installation is scheduled. You'll be receiving two emails from RTOP Fiber. One will be the confirmation of your order, and the other will be an invitation for you to sign into your RTOP Fiber customer account. That's where you'll have the ability to manage the account, pay the bill, and review and accept our terms of services, okay?
Okay.
No problem. So you're all signed up and scheduled for August 6th from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Is there anything else I can assist you with before you go?
Nope, that's it.
All right, no problem, Richard. It was my pleasure assisting you today. Have a great one, and thank you for calling RTOP Fiber.
You too. Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.